have the Tim, and Tim, you sound like your old Tim self again. That's good.
Well, I'm working on it.
Although you mentioned your stomach isn't up to speed, but luckily you're not speaking with your stomach.
Yeah, that is true. I'll tell you, there's a lot to be a positive about with the Trump administration. I mean, this guy he's been in office, what, half a week? And really, today is only the second actual full work day. And he has done more good. You know, from the time he was elected, before he even took office, to now, he has arranged more jobs than the previous four jerks who occupied the Oval Office. I'm referring to the former teleprompter reader-in-chief.
Right.
Bush 1 and 2 and Clinton.
Right.
I mean, they presided over the destruction of the American middle class and our industrial capacity.
Do you know what my big question is, though? I want to know what kind of spandex superhero suit he's going to wear with a big DT on it. Donald Trump. I mean, I can tell you, he deserves one now, and he deserves a cape, too. Believe it or not.
Well, you know, I mean, he's doing the right thing. He's doing what any intelligent person would do, but it takes a lot of courage because he has put his head on the chopping block, and he knows that. And yes, I know he's got his own security in the Secret Service and wears body armor, but, you know, I mean, there's all kind of ways they could get to him if they really want to.
I honestly think that he is probably one of the greatest heroes of American history already. And the direction he's bringing America is an inspiration to Italy when we have Leoline Zagami on, and to nations like Brazil that said they need a Trump in their economy. I mean, they need a Trump to manage their economy. And this is a socialist country, Brazil. So I'm super impressed. Now, there's one thing we talked about with Harley Schlanger about Mnuchin and the kind of push against the Glass-Steagall, trying to push, you know, the Dodd-Frank bill, which is actually strangling cash going out to the small mom-and-pop banks and the business and the infrastructure. And I think that Trump will bring Mnuchin back on track. But I don't think anybody will wander too far in his cabinet from, I call, the Trump agenda. Otherwise, they're going to get choked.
I don't think he'll tolerate it.
He won't tolerate it.
I don't think he'll tolerate it.
No, he won't tolerate it. Mnuchin is going to be...
I've been concerned about the Israeli thing. I want Israel to be safe and prosperous, but I don't want the Israeli tail wagging the American dog.
You know how you stop that?
A lot of.
Do you know how you stop that?
I don't think he'll let that happen.
First off, we made an app this week, actually, $3.78 billion was literally appropriate for 10 years to support Israel. We need to do that, okay? That's fine. But what we need to do is we need to stop the intel agencies contracting to have all the security run by Israel. That needs to stop. We need to make sure that AIPAC and so on doesn't have ways of manipulating through money or threats our congressmen and senators. That needs to stop. And we need to know we've got their back. I mean, during the Obama administrations, no wonder they were nervous. Obama was doing everything he could to put the screws to Israel. Now, no matter what you think of Israel, they're our ally, even if they're like a bad cousin. And the problem is this idea that Obama thought it was perfectly fine to stick him out in a situation where it's even more dangerous. And by the way, the collaborations also were CIA and Backwater Security, which is Academy, was helping make ISIS and training them in Amman, Jordan. When those ISIS fighters got injured, they were going to Israeli hospitals. I talked to an anesthesiologist 6 months ago.
Israeli military hospitals.
No, just regular hospitals. I talked to an anesthesiologist at a regular Israeli non-military hospital.
Oh, really?
Who took care of ISIS fighters deep inside Israel, not just on the border, that were being taken care of by Israeli doctors. So this is disgusting. Now, what can happen is we can just rearrange the arrangement to say, we got your back. Don't think you're going to manipulate our politicians to do what I call stupid policies. And there's three stupid policies. First is balkanization of your neighbors. In other words, causing wars of Syria and elsewhere. Number two.
A very bad strategy for Israel.
The second strategy is Israel acting as a go-between to sell the Iraqi oil to the Rothschilds at a premium so that they sell them to the Chinese oil company. And they didn't exist before Gulf War I or II. And now the Israeli oil company is the fifth largest oil refining company on the planet because we gave them the oil at a premium price. Not us, just like Donald Trump said, where did the oil go? Why didn't we get the oil? Like, we had our blood and treasure over there. How come we didn't get the damn oil that the Chinese got it? We should have U.S. manufacturing companies there making oil in Iraq for American business and for international business, but it went to the Chinese at a premium rate, so the Rothschilds got wealthy, the Chinese got wealthy, and we got screwed again. So people need to understand what's going on is people like Obama are acting as a proxy, as a mole for the Saudis, because remember, it's the Sunnis and the Wahhabists that were running things. Even Bashar al-Assad said, look, this is just Wahhabism. And he is a Muslim, but he's an Alawite, which is basically almost like a mixture between Eastern Orthodox Christian and Shiite Islam.
Yeah,
because they still have a lot of the kind of traditions of
well,
of
they were poor people and they couldn't pay the tax that the Muslims imposed on non-Muslims, so they officially became Muslim, but they kept a lot of their beliefs.
Right.
The problem has been corruption. And you've had these people that are globalist Asians, and they sell themselves out to other parties. You've had an extremist government in Israel, the most extremist government they've ever had under Netanyahu, who, by the way, may be on the way out. There are some very serious police investigations going on into corruption by him. The latest has to do with evidently kickbacks from the purchase of these German submarines. We'll see. He may or may not be able to ride that out. But I think from a strategic position, not only has all the wars in the Middle East been against American interests, but they've been against Israel's interests. In spite of the fact
that it puts Israel in more danger, Israel is being, in a sense, the globalists have been manipulating Israel to collaborate on globalism, which puts Israelis in danger. It's like they know that. In
fact, and you know what? A number of their most brilliant strategic thinkers, like the late Meir Dragan, who was head of Mossad, and other former heads of Mossad and military intelligence and so forth, have said the same thing.
Right.
And these people are not pacifists, shall we say?
No.
But they're very tough and hard-bitten, but either you're globalist Stooley or you're not. And Trump obviously isn't, and many of them are not, and that's where you get a concurrence of beliefs. And I think there's some real change in the air, and it may come in the Middle East. Now, there is a problem with Iran, but my advice is to tread carefully there, because the Iranians basically bought up the old Soviet advanced biowar program, and they have the equivalent of a global strategic thermonuclear capability in advanced biowar. So we don't necessarily want to get in a war with Iran, but there are a lot of things we can do.
We can play hardball.
We haven't had rational people in the White House. We've had people dancing to the tunes of globalists, not to American interest.
Well,
and I believe that has all changed now.
Yeah,
thank
exactly.
God.
Well, exactly, and I think what you're going to find is that the days for, and by the way, this also fits in with Erdogan, even his buddy, who considered himself the Mahdi, or the last Mahdi before the golden age happens. Yeah, which is scary. But here's the point: what the Muslims want that are more moderate, like Mr. Erdogan, they want a neo-Ottoman empire. They want a caliphate. The fact is, this Mahdi, that's a friend of Erdogan, has stated he wants to have the capital. Again, this is something that people have to understand. What Trump is doing is very different. They want to have Eastern Jerusalem to be Al-Quds, which is their capital of their new caliphate, and they want to help the Jews start on the western side of Jerusalem the blood sacrifice and a two-state solution. So,
both of which is nutty.
Right, it is nutty, but by the way, those are all things that, if you study between the lines of the Bible interpreting itself, this has to happen before the final conflict, because it's going to be so unstable that eventually it's going to blow up. And, the fact is, when I talked, for example, here last week before I canceled doing a show with Johnny Baptist over in Revelation Radio, he didn't want me to say that there are specific things that I know that are prophetic that are not open to my opinion or anybody else's. One of them is there's going to be sufficient signs for Jews to repent, because it says even in the Bible that one-third of Jews will repent of the one they have pierced and will be saved. In other words, God's even put in the Bible the percentage of Jews and that are going to repent and realize, hey, this is their Messiah that came before and they killed. In fact, they teach, and of course, people don't need to know this in Orthodox Jewish circles, that Jesus is burning forever in hell in excrement. So this is not exactly a good view.
Not the Talmud, the...
Sephi and Zira.
Yeah, I mean, that's obscene.
Yeah, it's an obscene thing.
You have extremists in all religions.
No, Tim, stop. This is not extreme. This is standard. If you read the Sephi and Zira of Orthodox Judaism, which is standard, this is everywhere. Okay? This is not just an extreme element. This is it. Okay? Just like if you're reading Catholicism about transubstantiation of the host, it's standard in Catholic Church that the body and blood transform with the words of the priest in Latin that when he says this at the time of the sacrament. Okay?
Also in Orthodoxy, and it's what all Christians believe for the first 1,500 years. All
right, but what I'm trying to tell you is you have to understand this is a standard, not an unusual. For example, in Islam, Wahhabism is an extreme view of a small group of Sunni Muslims. It's not standard in all Islam. But this viewpoint in Israel, in Orthodox Judaism is standard, okay? So it's not an anomaly.
I'm not an expert on that.
I am.
I
can tell you, that's why a lot of Jews are secular agnostics, because they reject this crazy religion.
I know.
A lot of Jews have
Jewish girlfriends, and one of them was conservative, wanting to be Orthodox. And for about a week, this old Gentile boy here tried to keep kosher just to see if I could do it. Oh, boy, I tell you what. That's not easy. You know, you can't drink, you don't have milk with your meal, and all kind of stuff. I mean, you know, I tried it. Yeah, that's enough of that nonsense.
The Orthodox, halal eating habits can be pretty obsessive. 632 laws you have to adhere to, or else, kind of thing. It's crazy.
Well, you know, you in all religions, including Christianity, you have, you know, all kind of far out stuff. Let's get back to Trump.
I just want to mention one thing about that. There's two groups of things. Laws and rules that make you think you're good enough for God, which is garbage, number one. And whatever religion, even agnostics, okay, because they often think you're moral agnostics or atheists. And the other is recognizing that God makes us good enough for him, that we don't do anything, we just submit to God. And when you do that, just like when you thank God for healing or healing a relationship or your body, you know, you don't, let's put it this way, God's not a vending machine, and you don't have to do a ceremony to get him to like you enough to do something.
We are sanctified by the blood of Christ on the cross. He died for the remission of our sins and to make mankind right.
Think of Jesus like soap. Without the water of repentance, the soap doesn't do anything. So the waters of repentance have to be mixed with the soap of Jesus.
You have to repent.
To clean you.
And America is at the point where we need to begin a repentance of a lot of things that have gone down.
We have. We voted for Trump. That's the start of repentance.
Well, we have. But there, okay, I think this so-called Pizzagate thing is very important that all this come out. Because the average American still doesn't understand it. They don't understand the intense level of absolute evil.
I'm talking about
Hillary's campaign coordinator and him and her, Bill and Tim, Hillary.
It's not a matter of people not understanding it, because these are adults. It's a matter of them not wanting to understand it. When you tell somebody...
Yeah, but, you know, it's outside of the box because the media...
Not really. Let me explain. When people watch everything, like I was just turned on for a few minutes last night, Homeland, and my wife, Michelle, said, I don't want to watch this. It's too dark. So we watch something just before you go to sleep, you know, a foodie show that goes to a city.
I don't watch TV, but go ahead.
Yeah, I know. I don't watch it very often. I like documentaries. But anyway, I watch a lot of Fox News and BBC, et cetera, and try to sift through what's going on. What people have to understand is... We give people excuses to believe stupid ideas. People are adults. They believe stuff because it makes them feel empowered, even if they know it's suicidally stupid because it'll put them in more danger. And I call it feigned ignorance. They're not really ignorant. they feign ignorance or they feign fearfulness so that you won't bother them to ask them.
Yeah, they don't want to go there. A good friend of mine is a farmer and a teacher, has a master's. Well, a very nice, very well-educated person. But he gets most of his news from mainstream media because he's busy and he sits down and watches a half-hour news show.
No, they'll say that. They'll say that. They'll say that they're too busy and they're this and they're that.
Well, he doesn't want to go there. I mean, let me explain, though.
This is the reason why America is screwed up.
I don't believe that.
Tim, Obama is just a symptom. He's like the pimple on the abscess of the boil of the internal abscess inside the body politic of America. Obama is not the cause of the problem.
I thought you simply were going to be more gross than that, but go ahead.
Okay, so my point is that your friend who feigns to be highly educated, who's not participatory in a democracy of America, he's the problem. The Americans who won't listen to alternative media or check out themselves, I don't tell people to believe what I believe.
He's very pro-Trump, but he just can't wrap his head around the concept.
He doesn't want to.
Hillary, who he despises, could be involved.
No, here's the point. If they don't attack these issues, the issues will continue for other generations.
I agree.
And here's the danger. If people like your friend don't attack this issue, after Trump's gone after 8 years, maybe Pence is in for four, or maybe Ivanka, say 20 years from now, if some monster arises...
She wasn't born in this country.
But I'm just saying, let's say something like her, or one of his sons that was born here. Let's say that 20 years from now, someone arises that's even worse than Hillary. And they got attitude, and they got all the power of them now, a refurbished America with a giant military, total financial control of the planet. God help us all. And the problem is we don't have vigilant people, like your friend who should be vigilant. This is going to happen 10 or 20 years from now.
That's the one thing that concerns me about...
It's not going to be political parties.
I can't go into detail, but I've offered to be of assistance to DOD, Department of Defense.
Right.
And I could really... There's some stuff that I worked on that's leading-edge state-of-the-art that could really make a heck of a difference in our defense posture. But the only thing that concerns me is, you know, how long will we have the right person in?
I'll tell you what you want to do. Put together a PowerPoint. Upgrade your computer to Google Chrome so I can video you. I'll put it together and get it to Bart Goldman, who's actually good friends of Donald Trump for 35 years plus, who is the co-founder of A4M. Yeah. And I'll make sure that this gets through to the Donald or one of his people. So we have avenues to get through to Roger Stone or to other people directly through to Bart Goldman, who's co-founder of A4M. And Donald is receptive, or his people are, because they need to have ideas generated at the ground level, our level, to solve problems that they don't know how to solve. I'm sure you have ideas and solutions to military or intelligence issues that the average person doesn't know or has never even heard it discussed before.
No, and it would make a earth-changing level of change in our military capability.
And by the way, some of it you can't discuss publicly because it would empower people.
And some I can. I mean,
yeah,
I,
some of it if you do
legally can't. It's a matter of some things you just don't talk about in the public because anybody can listen, and you have to be responsible. You know. And my feeling on all this is I'll do anything to, other than oppose God to help my country.
Right.
But I don't want people like Hillary or people like that ending up controlling the technology that I created.
Yeah, but, you know, as I say, Hillary's a symptom because people like Madonna think it's okay to say she's going to blow up the White House.
Madonna is
people having fits like, you know, Miley Cyrus crying, like this little girl crying and going in fits, or that woman crouching down at the inauguration going, no, and she's leaning forward and you can hear her bellowing no with her mouth wide open.
Or the nut on the airplane the other day that they had to drag her off the airplane, you know, that she was sitting some...
Well, you know, I realize there's a new type of illness that's called a geopolitical seizure, and he had one.
I don't get some of these libtards. I really don't understand their thinking.
Actually, that's a new one. We'll call it a geopolitical libtard seizure. It's a very complex term.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest. And I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Tim Alexander, Dr. Deagle will be right back. We're looking at Trump on his impact on Europe. There's a couple paragraphs I want to read here from a site I go to frequently. It's the World Socialist Web, something or another. I'm the opposite, by the way, of being a socialist. But they're kind of outside the box, and I look at everything. I look at Arab and Israeli articles on the Middle East. I look at even socialist articles. But anyway, they're talking about the problem in the UK with Brexit. Now, in all their brilliance,
I'm back.
You're back. Go ahead. Okay, I'm talking about Trump's effect on Europe and the United Kingdom.
That's good.
The new Supreme Court, it's only been in operation 2 or 3 years in the United Kingdom, has ruled that Parliament must authorize the notice to the EU, European Union, of the UK's intent to withdraw. Now, that's widely criticized. It was a split decision. It's widely criticized because the Parliament authorized a vote on withdrawing, and the citizens voted to withdraw from the EU.
Right.
This is widely seen, and I concur in that, as an attempt by, a backdoor attempt by the globalists, the Rothschilds, and others to derail this. And I'm going to tell you, the UK citizenry is very upset and will be extremely upset if it doesn't pass Parliament. The Lib Dems are already threatening not to support it. The political establishment
it's a done deal. It's a, if you violate the will of the people, you don't have government. You have a dictatorship.
Well, yeah, but, you know, I've dealt with prime ministers and the Queen and a great many cabinet secretaries over the last 35 years. And I would say they're at least as corrupt as the swamp that is Washington, D.C. And it goes back a long way.
Okay, what do you think would happen if they decide to vote against the fact that the referendum already was held and proven that they want to withdraw? What do you think technically will happen to Brits or trade treaties or business?
Well, I think her government
or the Muslim invasion that's occurring across the street.
That was
there.
One of the catalysts, you know, because the European Union requires these states to take in refugees.
Right.
I think the government may fall, and there may be new elections, and who knows what will come of that. Trump has. I was saying there's an article here, and I read a couple times a week the World Socialist website, and I'm the opposite of a socialist. But part of what I do to prepare for this show and for my news blog Europe is I read everything. You know, right wing, left wing. I like it if I'm doing stuff on Israel sometimes or the Arab countries. I'll read Israeli newspapers and I'll read some of the English language Arab things. Because I want to see both sides, and I shift through the BS and try to get a little bit of truth. This article says that Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, and Trump's strategic advisor, Steve Bannon, had talks with the British Foreign Secretary, Boris Johnson, recently. And Brannon is the guy that brought Nigel Farmer into Trump's orbit and arranged for Eurosceptic Marie Le Pen to visit Trump Tower. And, you know, they're basically saying that they want Brexit to continue. We want a very close relationship with the United Kingdom. We'll make up for what they may lose in their relationship with the EU, or the positive things. The negative things, they're glad to get rid of. They're also saying, you know, German Chancellor Merkel and the EU can either get in with Trump's new world order or basically a fallout with the world's greatest superpower. The EU is following the agenda of the Rothschilds, and Trump is not. And this is what it comes down to. We either make the world a safe, sane place, and we end the wars and austerity fascism agenda of the globalists, or we don't. And Trump is determined to make things safe and better.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't
Tim, I'm really positive about this. I think although, you know, Jeffress, the minister that's known Trump for 2 years, said, you know, although he's a secular man and he keeps his face close to his chest, he actually does the Christian thing. One of the first things he did this week was to cut off all the funding for foreign abortions and sterilization, which
Absolutely.
Is the very first thing that Obama did, was to sign the Montreal Accord to allow American money to pay for abortions in his home country of Kenya and everywhere else around the world. So guess what? Trump's the man. Okay, when he puts his new Supreme Court nominee, which looks like a judge from Colorado is going to be the one, they're going to change things. And by the way, if it had been done after ultrasound, because this is, if women get exposed to an ultrasound while they're making the decision, have already said, I'm going to do an abortion, 78% of the time, just because they see the ultrasound, it's a baby, it's a person, it's genetically distinct from them, they don't do it, whether they have faith or not. And so the fact is that when the laws come in, whether they're in steps, for example, like Indiana has a law now, you can't abort beyond 20 weeks, et cetera, and late abortions don't occur, you're eventually going to see the Roe versus Wade thing wiped out.
You can thank, among others, our new vice president for that, because he was our governor here.
Right.
And he has consistently had a very conservative pro-Christian agenda that he's followed.
And by the way, countries like Canada have to import people because they're killing so many of their own babies. If they don't have immigration, they don't have a growing population.
Well, that's part of the globalist agenda.
Right.
You see, and you see it in Europe. They're saying, oh, well, we need these refugees because our population is down. Well, yeah, okay. That's like saying I need typhoid fever. I mean, yeah, I don't think so. But, you know.
They create the problem. They create the reaction. They create their own version of a solution.
What's that called? The Hellenic dialectic, I think, something like that.
Exactly. Hegelian.
The problem, reaction, solution. Yeah.
Hegelian.
Hellenian.
No, Hegelian. H-E-G-E-L-I-A-N. Hegelian.
Hegelian, yeah.
Hegelian dialect.
I had German measles when I was about five, and I lost hearing in one ear, so I don't hear things stereoscopically, so I messed up some words sometimes. But
those are
thesis, antithesis, synthesis, you know.
Right, yeah. So
is a classic globalist Illuminati methodology that they use time and time again to get things pushed through. But, you know, we're in the process. We're in the early stages, but we're still very much into this process of turning some of this back. And morally, it's vital that we do this. I mean, how many hundreds of thousands of babies have been ripped from their mother's wombs and killed in the United States alone in the last few years?
Well, we've got...
Do you think that makes God happy? Do you think God says, oh, well, Susie had wanted to have an abortion because the baby was kind of, you know, it didn't come at the right time, and it was inconvenient. So, yeah, kill that poor little thing. Wow. No, I don't think my God... I'm pretty safe in saying my God doesn't think that way.
Right. And by the way, here's the other side of it, that as you depopulate, like in Japan, where they have a negative population, and Germany and European countries, they're putting themselves at great risk of a population basically with demographic collapse, where you have a lot of old people and no young people coming up to kind of take up the new jobs in the service industry and the other industries. What are you going to do?
Well, a lot of that has to do, too, with this societal engineering we've seen the last few decades, where, you know, and I was talking about this over lunch. I usually take on Tuesdays my pastor out. He's an Orthodox priest. Of course, he's married, has kids. But, you know, we were talking about when I grew up, my mother didn't work, and her mother lived with us, so... I always had a mother figure and a grandmother in the house and another grandmother. And, but today, because, the way they've engineered things, most women have to work in a family. You need two incomes. So you don't have the mother figure, there full time. And if you're holding down a full time job, I will tell you, it's pretty hard to come home and fix supper and be a mother. But that's what we have. But even worse, in the black community, 80% of all children are born out of wedlock. In the Chicano community, it's 60%. In the white community, it's 40%. So you have all these kids growing up without a father in the house. That's horrific. You need a mother and a father. Sometimes you need the father who, you know, is a little bit, when daddy says something, you better listen, you know.
Disciplinarian.
Yeah, I mean, you know, dad's the butt kicker. If push comes to shove and you don't do certain things, or you might get dad's foot up your butt. And you need that. Kids need that. You need a structure. And when you look at some of these thugs you have in many of the inner cities, it comes from the fact that they've never had a father figure their entire life. And they've been raised on the street with a bunch of other thugs. And it's been social engineered to be that way.
By the way,
and it's going to take years to change it.
Permissive motherhood is part of the feminist agenda now. People have to understand.
I saw this nonsense Saturday. You know, and I can't even say use the word that was used publicly. But it's so disgusting. I didn't know there were that many sick lesbians on the planet. But and libtards. I don't even know. I don't think most of them even knew what they were protesting about.
No, I do. Let me cut through it all to be out. What happens is that when you ask them, and I saw Waters World, asking these women, or even on Jeanette Pirro, asking these women exactly what they're protesting. Well, we're going to lose this, we're going to lose that, and they couldn't really crystallize exactly what they were going to lose. like they got women's health and everything. What they were going to lose was abortion. Now, remember, abortion to the feminist is a sacrament. Women have the right to be sterile. They have a right to control when they get pregnant. They do not have a right to kill babies, including right up to the time they're an embryo. Now, there's a situation of a Hollywood star and her ex-husband, and he lives in Louisiana, and they set aside money for the two children they already labeled that are embryos, and they actually have them a name, and if they get implanted, they can actually grow them up and become a person. And they can't get their money until they become persons, i.e., they're already legally persons now, even though they're embryos. So the legal system has a real problem. I'm going to bring on Dr. Fred Graves to talk about this because he's talked to the Supreme Court justices, and if they really renegotiated Roe versus Wade, it would not withstand the current science that shows that these are genetically distinct from the mother. They're not the mother's body. They're separate genetically. The problem is, you see, women have the right and responsibility to carry the next generation, but if they don't do it correctly, and that includes all these feminists, the future doesn't need females. And people don't need to see that. They don't realize now with a punch biopsy of your forearm, you can create ova and sperm. You don't need male and female anymore.
Yeah, but you know, that all goes back to playing God.
They're going to play God.
You're not God, I'm not God. I don't give a damn how much technology we've got.
No, that doesn't matter, Tim, what you're saying.
God.
It doesn't matter what you say. Okay, let me explain why that is. These people are godless, maniac, monster Satanists. And if we don't restrain them, that means engaging them and stopping them, they will do this technology, if not here, elsewhere. For example, there's stuff being done in other countries that it's kind of weird, but it's cool. It's called repat. Have you ever heard of repat? You can go and send your doggy bone marrow to South Korea, and they'll create a repat, but they insert a gene to make sure that the nails of the dog are fluorescent. So if you turn off the lights, their little nails will fluoresce because they insert a gene to tell you that this is a clone of your original dog.
Yeah, what else does that do? What else does that gene do? They don't really know, do they?
You got to understand, with polar body exclusion, you can determine the genetics of the child by excluding the embryos that have genes that you don't want. Ones, for example, that have gene complexes that mean they're going to fight against, quote, the revolution or against a totalitarian government. So you can custom design children and only have blue eyes.
Stupid drones.
You can create, we call basically, a drone population that basically is not going to resist against tyranny and the globalists. So if people say, well, that can't happen, I'm thinking, no, you're a moron. And the only thing that's going to fix this moron effect in your brain is what's called the Darwin effect, which means you're going to be taken out of the gene pool by dying. And the future is very dark. People don't understand when you look at Agenda 2030, which both the Pope and Obama and 72 world leaders last September approved of, is massive population reduction, carbon credits, absolutely carbon credits, and a globalist control of everything from digital money to digital fingerprints to a cybernetic copy of world, so you're a sim in this world. And if they press all delete, you don't exist anymore.
Here's another thing. In 5 years, most cars will be self-drive. The technology is being perfected, okay? Now, I have the freedom. I can get in my car and I can go down the road. Hell, I can drive to Canada, Mexico, drive across the country. As long as I got money for gas and a hotel room, I can do that. I don't need the government's permission, and the government doesn't control my car. But when you get to a point where everything's done by computers, satellites, and so forth.
There's a rational way of bringing that in. You'd have to certify that you have to have self-drive. Let's say you're an older person who can't drive, or you're disabled and you have to get in with a kind of an auto wheelchair lift to pull your vehicle in. You don't need to make it so that the average person suffers. Just like, for example, with metadata. People are all worried about Mike Pompeo coming in. I think it's a good thing we're going to bring in metadata, not just for Muslims, but everybody. If I contribute to ISIS, if I buy bomb materials, if I communicate with somebody saying I want to blow up the White House, like in open media, this maniac in this women's march,
you need to be
under surveillance. And people say, well, you need probable cause. Isn't that probable cause? If you do a Twitter statement or a Facebook For example, both Twitter and Facebook are being sued.
Show,
let me finish.
Let me finish. My door with Secret Service badges.
Let me finish. Twitter and Facebook already are getting sued because they support ISIS and ISIS and ISIL and terrorism. They're getting sued rightfully because they actually support the production of material and information that's spewed nationally.
The United States government supported ISIS. It was all lies.
That's true, but this is public information.
We said we were bombing them. We were bombing vacant villages. But I tell
you what,
that's all changing.
Right. Now, here's what's going to happen, though. These organizations like Facebook with Zuckerberg and all these other ones, they're just public arms of the no such agency. I always loved it when the guys would tell me that we're NSA agents, and they say, well, who do you work for? He said, well, we call it NSA. I said, what does that mean, a no such agency?
Well, when you look at agencies like that, ultimately it's who controls their strings. And in the past, because the controlling mechanism over the American government has been the globalists, it all goes back to the 30 families, the Rothschilds, and so forth.
Yeah, but above the 30 families.
Now it's changing, you see.
Above the 30 families are the Council of 12, which includes, by the way, part of that 12 is the Vatican. And above that is the Pindar, and he's directly below Satan. Okay? So you have to understand
there's a hierarchy here. About that, but
I do, and unfortunately,
all
I
know is ultimately at the top is Satan.
I met the Pindar face to face. I know what I'm talking about. And I can tell you it's very scary as hell, because people have to understand, this is not imaginary, it's not in my delusional mind. This is very real, it's very awful. And people have no conception of the evil that's running the world. When you talk about Podesta and spirit cooking and you know, Pizzagate and all this stuff, this isn't delusion.
Rape people and murder, ritualistic murder of infants.
Well, listen, there's a friend of the Clintons where they've gone dozens of times or more to an island in the Caribbean where this guy's got a private island of underage kids that are having bizarre sex with adults because he has literally in it. It literally even
oh, by the way, I got to tell you this. You know, the Obamas left early their Palm Springs vacation. Do you know that they were the place they were staying? The couple they were staying with. He was former United States Ambassador to Spain. Him and his husband. The Obamas were staying with a gay couple.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That's kind of like four gays, but anyway. Assuming that it's really Mike the Spike on the show.
Well, I get some flack over that. I'm thinking, look, I would like to just simply get a buckle swab and say,
you know,
do they have a Y chromosome hanging around Mike the Spike's saliva? How's that? If there's a Y chromosome, it's a guy, even if there's no anatomy down there anymore.
Yeah, well, I think there is, but that's another thing. I want it all to come out. I want it in people's faces so they can't deny
Tim,
it.
Tim, and you've got some dark desires to know everything, don't you?
I want the public. I already know. I want the public to know.
Yeah,
I already know.
Tim, here's the problem with all this stuff. We do our show every day. We present evidence in the open media, 99%, you know, Twitter, Facebook, video, audio, whatever, that can't be disputed. And people still don't believe us. They attack us because they don't want to hear the messenger. The problem is not that we don't present things that are just straightforward evidence. The fact is the people in the public tolerate lies, mistruths, or half-truths, or they attack the messenger because not only do they not want to hear the message, they're putting themselves in physical and spiritual danger at the expense of the nation state, America, whether we repent or not, and at the expense of future generations. So it's not, I'll give you an example. It's not okay in a nation to have a million women march, or a million and a half, that believe that it's okay for women to abort all our babies and then there's no population in the future. It's not okay to think abortion is a solution when you can put a valve, you can do all kinds of other things to control when you have your babies.
You know, even back in Roman times, I remember this quote from a man to his wife, and he said, good luck to you if it's a boy. It was his wife was pregnant. But he said, if it's a girl, expose it. In other words, take it out in a rural area and sit it on some rocks and let it starve to death. And there's been that type of evil. And that's what it is. It's evil. You call it anything you want, women's rights or what other BS you want to wrap around it, but it comes down to absolute evil. And if the argument is we're covering it up, we're calling it not a baby but a fetus, that's a fancy $10 word.
It's a Latin word meaning little one, little baby, little person.
Yeah. But we don't speak. By the way,
I want to get you to get a stick here and get things going because I know you'll jump on this. The Pope warns against populism. I mean, what does the Pope think he has
Pope
a right?
Is an absolute disaster.
Oh my gosh!
His globalist beliefs come through his and I've had 2.5 years of graduate theology, most of it in Catholic seminaries, and I have to tell you, his theology is terrible. Many cardinals have come out against him, which is almost unheard of.
Why isn't he not removed? I mean, if he's coming
against
populism,
it's pretty hard to remove him.
It's directly against not only Trump but against Le Pen and against the rise of populism in Italy and elsewhere.
He's in bed with the Rothschilds and
man,
all the Man,
I'll tell you. This is bad.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, it is.
It's
I knew
really
you'd do
terrible.
That. I knew you'd trash him.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
Did you know 40% of all cancer could be prevented? That's a fact. Along with maintaining appropriate body weight and regular exercise, the American Institute for Cancer Research and the USDA confirm that eating 9 to 11 servings of fruits and vegetables every day is the key. Now ask yourself, am I at risk? How many servings of fruits and vegetables did I eat today? Balance of Nature has solved this problem and provides an easy and affordable way to consume over 10 servings of 31 different whole fruits and vegetables every day.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Tim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
I'm a big supporter of the product. 2 winters ago, I had, between November and March, I had 5 head colds, and each time it was like a 2-week ordeal. Last winter, with your product, I didn't have a single one.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life, but I should have ordered it like 15 years ago.
Can't you ever stop?
couple of announcements. Next Tuesday, Tim, you'll be here this Thursday, but next Tuesday you will not be. But Wednesday, you're going to co-host with Jonathan Gray on Hour 3 on Wednesday. And you have 10 points you want to mention. We have 4 or 5 minutes here. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is from the activistpost.com website, and it's a pretty good, it may not be perfect, but it's pretty good. 10 signs of our global awakening, and I'll just go through the signs. Right. One, the fall and further fall of the mainstream media. Number two, what happened? We only have two on here. Okay, well, anyway, number three, marches against Monsanto have intensified. I think a lot of those people need to be charged with crimes against humanity.
I've renamed them by, you know how I like renaming things? I call them Mount Satan rather than Monsanto. Go ahead. Next.
Number four, increasing health awareness. And by the way, appointing Robert Kennedy Jr., over this vaccine thing is really great, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
And then, because he's the one to go after him. He has a good brand. Some of the Kennedys,
I'm going to try to get Robert Kennedy Jr. on the program, because the original, the most nasty thing in these vaccines, heavy metal adjuvants like mercury, ethyl salicylate. And I did the original research 37 years ago with the head of doing his dental pathology degree, Dr. Murray Vimy. Long before Dr. Hal Huggins and other people were involved, and I got persecuted and threatened to have my license pulled just for even giving equations to this dentist doing his dental PhD.
It's extremely important. It's extremely important.
Yeah, okay, you need to understand out there, doctors and licensing people. I could care a rat's behind about you. I am sick and tired of the corrupt medical profession who thinks people like me are good scientists and are asking good questions and want scientific proof of whether or not something's bad, and you people can go to hell. How's that?
Okay, let me finish. Number five, increasing recognition of disinformation, and of course there's a lot of disinformation in the medical
thing.
That's
good, yeah.
Number six, increasing support for social media. In other words, the ability of people to communicate.
Citizen broadcasters like you and me, yeah.
Exactly.
And by the way, good people out there in the public that can ask questions like Wes in Idaho and Billy in Wisconsin, whatever.
That's right.
The public can ask questions. I want to see
the public. We all have a voice.
I want the public through the social media to ask.
The internet, you know?
Yeah.
Number seven, changing viewpoints towards conspiracy theorists. And here's a good definition. Conspiracy theorist, nothing more than a derogatory title used to dismiss a critical thinker. Eight, increasing attempts to shut us up. Nine, awakening through unknown, unforeseen processes. In other words, the Holy Spirit working.
There you go.
10, rise in local meetup groups. Anyway, you're right with God, folks. Things are changing.
Are you telling me that the Spirit of the Most High...
going in the right direction for once.
The Spirit of the Most High is waking up as people getting ready to become the sons of Issachar, the actual Philadelphia Christians getting the bride ready for the bridegroom? Yeshua HaMashiach coming back soon? I have a feeling maybe you're right.
Yep.
Pray for repentance. Pray for Trump. Pray that he stays on track. Pray that Mnuchin passes Glass-Steagall. Pray that we become a righteous nation and stay that way.
Yep.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.